live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal senator has reiterated his warning that Brexit poses a huge threat to jobs and border communities. It's emerged that as of the end of January this year, 215 people were awaiting home help in Donegal. Detectives in Derry are continuing to appeal for information following a pipe bomb explosion. And a Donegal County Councillor is calling for a major overhaul in the commercial rates collection system. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a Donegal senator is sending a clear message to the DUP and the Tory party that they will not be allowed to wreck what has been gained from the peace process. Speaking after a well-attended Border Communities Against Brexit protest at Bridgend over the weekend, Senator Padraig McLaughlin says Brexit poses a huge threat to jobs, border communities and the economy, both north and south. The UK Parliament today, meanwhile, is holding more votes on alternatives to the withdrawal agreement to try and break the deadlock. Senator McLaughlin says the massive strides that have been made in the region to date must be protected.
If you look at the Northwest Cancer Centre, if you look at our campaign to have a dual carriageway and motorway from Donegal and Derry to Dublin, our fight for investment in the region. If you look at the Northwest City region, where Derry and Strabane councils come together with Donegal to fight for investment, to fight for improved infrastructure. So we're damn sure in the Northwest we're going to let the DUP and elites in the British political establishment destroy and wreck everything that we have fought for.
Now, we know a Sinn Féin delegation is travelling to Brussels today to meet European leaders over Brexit. Are you hoping, from your own party's point of view, to get assurances in that regard?
Well, indeed. I mean, from the get-go, Martina Anderson, our MEP, and the leadership of Sinn Féin have met and engaged with Michel Barnier, Guy Verhofstadt, the European Parliament head there, and other European leaders to impress upon them the need to defend the Good Friday Agreement, to explain to them very clearly the serious impact on places like Donegal, Derry and Tyrone of the return of a hard border. And I'm pleased to say that those European leaders have stood with us throughout this process, and they continue to stand with us. So it's important again today to say to them to hold the line.
Meanwhile, Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher is urging holders of UK driver's licences to immediately make arrangements to exchange it for an Irish licence. The 12th of April has been announced as a cut-off point for the exchange unless further delays to the Brexit process are agreed. In the event of a no-deal Brexit, no formal arrangement will exist between Ireland and the UK with regard to the recognition of licences, meaning UK permits will no longer be valid to drive in Ireland. Deputy Gallagher says in the event of a no deal, there could be serious issues for those with a UK licence.
For those in Donegal or in the country who have UK licences, that it will not be possible to extend them immediately. Maybe in some time, if there was a bilateral between Ireland and the UK, this could happen. But I think it would be very wise and very prudent of those who have licences to make the necessary inquiries now with the Road Safety Authority.
A Donegal County Councillor is calling for a major overhaul in the commercial rates collection system. It comes as figures from Donegal County Council show the collection performance from businesses increased by a margin of 2% from 2017 to 2018. The data also indicates that arrears are down by over €2 million. However, Councillor Mary Trez Gallagher believes that rural communities are lacking the incentive for start-up businesses because the rates are the same, but acknowledged the change needs to come from national level.
So we need to have a system that differentiates, we need a set of system that's fair, and we need a system that suits rural Ireland, because at the way that it is at the minute, people in rural Ireland are paying as much in rates as some of the bigger towns and cities where the population and footfall is a lot higher. So it's just a very, very, very unfair system, and that's what we're looking for to change, and we have been looking for that for years, but this has to be done at a national level. And what we look for in Sinn Féin is a cross-party response at a national level, that there is a differentiation, that rural businesses are looked on differently than urban businesses, and that's what we would be hopeful that will happen.
And do you think that the way it is at the minute, there isn't as much of an incentive there maybe for rural businesses to keep going or even set up themselves up in rural areas?
You know, we've been promised legislation for a long time that there would be a system that would come in that, you know, there would be kind of, if you start up a business for the first year, you know, that you would have not have to pay rates, you know, so as that incentivise people to actually start up. That has never come about. It's been promised by governments after governments. It's never happened. So that is a stumbling block. But also we need to, as a state, look at insurance, the cost of insurance, costs of overheads. All of these things have come on top of businesses as well as their rates bill. You know, so there's an unfairness there.
Detectives in Derry are continuing to appeal for information following a pipe bomb explosion. It happened at around 2 o'clock yesterday morning in the front garden of a house in Montgomery Close. No damage was caused to the property, however, police say those inside the house were very lucky to escape injury. Chief Inspector Johnny Hunter told today's 9 till noon show that they are particularly keen to speak to anyone who may have any information regarding a man seen in the area at around the time of the incident.
Well, I mean, it's like all of these instances where you have these improvised explosive devices, they may be quite small, but it depends where they land. It depends how close proximity they fall within close to members of the public. But on this occasion, yes, it appears that we were very lucky that there was no injury caused. The area Montgomery Close is a cul-de-sac. It's an area in which families reside. There's young children and houses nearby. The property that was targeted was a detached property, and there were a number of people living in the address. But as I say, thankfully nobody was injured. But Donal, we'd be really keen to have help from the public around us. I mean, we have no established motive at this stage, although we're following a number of lines of inquiry. But a lone male was seen running away from the scene, running out of Montgomery Close onto the Ross Downey Road, and that person was seen to turn right as they went onto Ross Downey Road. So we'll be especially keen to hear from anybody who has any information around that there. Now, the incident number for this attack is serial number 91 of the 31st of March, so if people ring in and could quote that. And you can contact us in 101 and ask to speak to the detectives at Strand Road, or alternatively, you can give information anonymously by going to Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111.
A leading road safety victims group says Minister Finian McGrath should resign. It follows comments by the minister in which he claimed Gardaí were over the top in enforcing new drink driving laws and urged Commissioner Dreeharis to depoliticise the force. Shane Beattie reports.
24 hours on and the controversy over Minister of State for Disabilities Finian McGrath's comments over Gardaí and drink driving laws continues. In an interview with the Sunday Independent, Minister McGrath said he'd received complaints from people being breathalysed in the middle of the day and that breath testing should be between 12 a.m. and 2 a.m. at pub closing time. He also claimed Gardaí were over the top in enforcing the new drink driving laws and urged the Garda Commissioner to depoliticise the force. Finian McGrath has since withdrawn his comments and says he was wrong, but Aisling Reid of Park Road Safety says Minister McGrath must go.
His U-turn is absolutely ridiculous, and he's shown his true feelings and the type of person that he is to suggest that the guards are out there with an ulterior motive. He needs to resign.
The GRA, which represents 11,000 rank and file Gardaí, in a statement says the comments were unwarranted and is welcoming the minister's withdrawal of his remarks.
It's emerged that as of the end of January this year, 215 people were awaiting home help in Donegal. This has led to calls by Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue on the Health Minister to allocate additional funding to the home care service in the county. Deputy McConlogue says there's a situation escalating in Donegal whereby numerous clients have been approved home care packages, but the staff and resources are unavailable to provide this. He says given the projected increase in the ageing population, it's vital that the Minister addresses this as a matter of urgency.
Despite the fact we've been seeing an increase in demand because of our ageing population, the HSE haven't been increasing the number of home helps proportionately to ensure that the service can be provided to people. And recent parliamentary responses I've received indicate, for example, that this time last year there were about 116 clients awaiting the allocation of hours, home help hours, whereas this year that has increased to 215. There's a similar amount, there's about 2,000 people across the county now availing of home health services, which is the same as about 12 months ago. But unfortunately, the HSE and the government have not been allocating the funding in order to actually ensure there's additional staff being hired to meet the increasing demand. And that means that families, as a result of the lack of government funding, aren't getting allocated the hours despite actually qualifying for them.
And coupled with this, we do see census figures from 2016 predicting that the ageing population will increase considerably here in the county. I'm sure from your point of view, the funding is needed now more than ever.
It certainly is. And there is a trend undoubtedly where our population is ageing, and the figures I've received in relation to home health hours shows that that is being represented in increasing numbers every year needing home health services. And what we need to see is the government and the Minister for Health recognise that that is something that they must step up to the mark on and not leave people shortchanged or leave families in a situation where they're entitled to hours but not getting them and not being in a position which is highly difficult, or meaning they can't properly care for the person in need of their care, their family member at home, as a result. So the government need to now increase the allocation of funding to home health.
Meanwhile, a Donegal councillor has called for the return of a regional health administration model, saying centralising everything in Dublin is causing major problems. Councillor Ian McGarvey, Mayor of the Letterkenny Municipal District, says for the past week he's been trying to help a woman resolve an issue with her medical card, but he's encountering major problems. He believes there must be a better way.
The length of time I spent today, and this is for an elderly person around my own age, and I'm so disappointed with the fact that I had made representations on the 22nd of March, was advised ring back in a week or so. The details are provided then, no problem whatsoever. Providing the same details today, I'm told that they can't, that's not accurate. I cannot understand that, even as has been suggested to me, I would need to photograph the small social welfare card about her PPS number, her date of birth and everything else to forward it to them. I never heard of such nonsense in my life.
The real message you have for the government and indeed for the department is that this really does need to change, and better systems need to be put in, that if there's a query, if there's an issue, it can be addressed more promptly and more efficiently.
And Donald, there is absolutely no reason why, even in a reasonable manner, at least we could have some kind of consideration for these kind of applications and so on. That's the way. Centralise everything. Forget about the people.
There was a time in the days of the Northwestern Health Board where certain queries and certain issues could be put to and resolved in Manor Hamilton. You believe there should be a return to that?
Donald, I have no doubt in my mind. For one of the persons who has lived through the time when Manor Hamilton was in operation. Now we have a forum down the country with four or five people going down with no decision making. A pure waste of money, I said the first day, and that's no different today, Donald. Must change, in my opinion. I don't care who says otherwise.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrivals of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 5:15 and time's the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer, and there are six games this evening in the second round of the EA Sports Cup. Finn Harps manager Ollie Horgan will make personnel changes for the North West Cup Derby against Sligo Rovers at Finn Park. A couple of those changes will be enforced, with John Kavanagh joining a lengthy injury list, while Mark Coyle is suspended after being sent off in the 4-0 defeat at Waterford United on Friday night past. Harps boss Ollie Horgan welcomes the cup game.
Look, no harm to have a game at any stage to try and get over a heavy defeat like that. The League Cup, probably the pressure is off a little bit. We'll have a look at a few different options with lads that have been very, very good at training. And, it might be the breath of fresh air that we need and change things up to Monday to see where that can get us.
Kick-off time tonight is at 8 o'clock, and Jeremy Doherty will be at Finn Park for Highland Radio, and we'll have live updates this evening as from the kick-off time. In the other games, last year's beaten finalists Cove Ramblers make the trip to Turner's Cross to face their neighbours Cork City. Premier Division leaders Shamrock Rovers go to Bray Wanderers, with Bohemians hosting fellow Dublin side Cabin Teely. Double winners Dundalk are at St Patrick's Athletic, and Waterford United take on Galway at the RSC. Cross channel, Arsenal could climb to third in the Premier League if they avoid defeat to Newcastle tonight. The Emirates side have beaten Chelsea and Manchester United and drawn with Tottenham in their efforts to get a Champions League spot. The manager's encouraged by their recent performances.
We are taking a big performance as Manchester United, as Chelsea, as Tottenham. But each match is now very important, and I trust in us, but also I know we need to do a lot to be in the top top four.
Kickoff at the Emirates tonight is at 8 o'clock. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer insists Paul Pogba has a big part to play in the future of Manchester United, despite the Frenchman's recent comments about Real Madrid. Pogba recently claimed it would be a dream to play under Zinedine Zidane at Real Madrid. Solskjaer says the midfielder is happy at Old Trafford and that they want to build a team around him. In rugby, Dan Levy will miss the World Cup in the autumn. Leinster have confirmed the flanker sustained a complex knee ligament injury in Saturday's Heineken Champions Cup quarter-final win over Ulster. Levy missed all of Ireland's Six Nations campaign and only recently returned after 3 months out with a calf injury. Meanwhile, Levy's Leinster teammate Jonathan Sexton will have a thigh problem assessed this week, while both Robbie Henshaw and Devon Toner are stepping up their recoveries in an effort to be fit for the Champions Cup semi-final with Toulouse. Munster head coach Juan van Gran won't put a time frame on Joey Carberry's recovery, though he half sustained a hamstring injury in Saturday's win over Edinburgh, and he of course is hoping to be good for their semi-final against Saracens. In golf, Graham McDowell's jumped up the world rankings off the back of his first tour win in over 3 years. The former US Open winner is up from 257th to 133rd in the new rankings following his one-shot victory at the Carlos Championship on a Sunday in the Dominican Republic. McDowell's also earned a two-year exemption on his PGA Tour card. Shane Lowry's remained inside the top 50, securing an invite to the Masters, while Dustin Johnson keeps his world number one spot. History will be made later this evening as the 2019 Donegal Snooker Championships get underway at the Northwest Snooker Club in Letterkenny. Minnie Morris from Bundoran will become the first woman to play in the championships. She's up against Sean Boner from Dunloe in the preliminary round tonight. The tournament will see 39 players taking part. All matches are best of five frames. And in racing, Gordon Elliott looks set to break a Grand National record as he could stable over a quarter of the field at entry this coming Saturday. The County Meath trainer could saddle as many as 13 of the 40 strong field. Martin Pipe holds the record for entries with 10 of the 40 back in 2001. Defending champion Tiger Rowe heads Elliott's list of hopefuls. That's it for today at the Sports Desk in Highland. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning. Don't forget, of course, updates from Fun Harps against Sligo Rovers tonight as from 8 o'clock.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, new car registrations in Donegal are down just over 9%. Latest figures from the Society of the Irish Motor Industry show that this year to date, 1,388 new cars have been registered in the county, down from 1,531 during the same period the previous year. Nationally, new car registrations are down 5.6% compared to 2018, while imported used cars are up almost 10%. And finally, there's been a 50% increase in funding aimed at tackling illegal dumping. Local authorities will be able to bid for money to buy drones, run bulky waste collection events and clean up black spots. Kasia Rodin reports.
An additional €3 million for the anti-dumping initiative has been announced. Local authorities can apply for the funding to tackle fly tipping in their locality. That can be anything from erecting fencing to purchasing drones to monitor and gather evidence. SIP2 today called the provision of drones a gimmick and said a public waste disposal system should be reintroduced. But Minister for the Environment Richard Bruton says there are some free services already available.
We do have, for example, collection services for mattresses and for large pieces of furniture.
Julie Garland, CEO of Thunder Tiger Aviation Training, which teaches council staff how to use drones, says it's a smart use of resources.
There's suspected illegal dumping, they can send the drone in to see whether or not there's illegal dumping, and then they can follow up then with a team of people.
The funding can also be used for awareness campaigns, preservation projects, and to develop a dumping database.
For weather now, cloudy with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle, but colder, drier conditions will spread this evening. Cold overnight with frequent showers spreading. Also, some will be heavy and off hill with the risk of thunder and lowest temperatures of 0 to 3 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a Donegal senator is sending a clear message to the DUP and Tory party that they will not be allowed to wreck what has been gained from the peace process. Speaking after well-attended border communities against Brexit protest at Bridgend over the weekend, Senator Padraig McLaughlin says Brexit poses a huge threat to jobs, border communities and the economy, both north and south. Detectives in Derry are continuing to appeal for information following a pipe bomb explosion. It happened at around 2 o'clock yesterday morning in the front garden of a house in Montgomery Close. It's emerged that as of the end of January this year, 215 people were awaiting home health in Donegal. This has led to calls by Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue on the Health Minister to allocate additional funding to the home care service in the county. And a Donegal County Councillor is calling for a major overhaul in the commercial rates collection system. It comes as figures from Donegal County Council show the collection performance from businesses increased by a margin of 2% from 2017 to 2018. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, April the 1st. The death has occurred of Billy Black, 36, Ardmacool, Stranorlar. His remains are reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybofey, with visiting time today and tomorrow from 7pm until 10pm. Removal from there on Wednesday at 12 noon for service of Thanksgiving at Stranorlar Parish Church at 12:30, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has occurred of Francis Francie Brogan, Drumbar, Donegal Town. Remains are reposing at the family home. Removal from the family home tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St Patrick's Church, Donegal Town for 11 o'clock funeral mass with burial immediately afterwards in St Agatha's Cemetery, Clare. Family flowers only, please. Donations only to the Oncology Ward, Donegal Community Hospital, care of any family member. House private from 10pm and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Neil Doherty, known as Dutch, for Mountain View, West End, Bundoran, County Donegal, and formerly of Strabane, County Tyrone, reposing at his late residence this evening from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock, and tomorrow from 10am until 10pm. House strictly private at all other times, please. Removal on Wednesday morning to arrive at the Church of Our Lady Star of the Sea, Bundoran, for Mass of the Resurrection at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in St Ninid's Cemetery, Newton, Bundoran. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if so desired to Crumlin Children's Hospital Dublin, care of donation box at family home and church, or to Conlin and Breslin funeral directors. The death has taken place of Sarah Dugan, Ardsmore, Gortahorc. Her remains are reposing at her son Patrick's Pat Ban residence at Ardsmore. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in Christ the King Church, Gortahorc, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock, house private after Rosary until 10am and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Anya Freely, Cashelprehen, Port Salon, Fanid. Anya's remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Removal on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to St Columbus Church Mass Mount for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary each night at 9 o'clock. Donations in lieu of flowers going towards the placement of a memorial bench for the Freely family, care of Annette Kern or McAteer funeral directors. The death has taken place of Bridget McBride, Dunalla Hill, Milford. Remains reposing at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass in St Peter's Church, Milford at 12 noon on Wednesday, followed by interment in Milford Cemetery. Family time from 10pm to 10:30am each day and on the morning of the funeral. No flowers, please. Donations to the Donegal Hospice, care of McElwee funeral directors or any family member. The death has taken place of Mary McLaughlin, Milbrae, Carndonagh. Her remains are reposing at the Carndonagh Community Hospital Chapel of Rest. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Viewing this evening from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. The death has taken place of Cormac Quinn, Donegal Road, Ballybofey. Remains reposing at the family home at Donegal Road until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorlar. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Church Cemetery, Sheshonaill, Ballybofey. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral.
The death has taken place at Brian Devine, Main Street, Lifford, reposing at his brother Johnny Devine's home, Main Street, Lifford. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place at Bridget Jordan, Mina Cueing, Gidor. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Dunluce, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock, with house private after Rosary until 11 a.m. And the death has occurred of Maureen Brown, Crossroads, Killigordon. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund, St Joseph's Community Hospital, Stranorder, or the Alzheimer Association of Ireland, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow morning.